Hi there. The word for you today is on the scent of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 2:15, Paul writes, "We are the aroma of Christ." Let me read that to you more fully. We are the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To one, we are the smell of death. To the other, the fragrance of life. When the Roman army won a battle, it said that they'd parade their defeated foes through the streets in chains. And as part of the celebration, they burned incense on a series of altars all across the city. That way, those who couldn't actually see the procession knew the army had triumphed because they could smell the incense. The aroma was symbolic of their victory. And there's a lesson here for you. As a follower of Christ, you've been called to carry with you what Paul says, quote, the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Forget S.T. Lauder and Chanel No. 5. Your life should be so permeated with God's presence that people around you sense it. After all, you are the most compelling evidence that Jesus is alive and well in His children. In the great cathedrals of Europe, you'll see beautiful stained glass windows portraying important events in the life of Christ. And while it's good to appreciate such craftsmanship, the truth is, God doesn't need church windows to tell His story. No, He uses born-again, tuned-in, turned-on believers to do that. Have you ever noticed that the longer some husbands and wives live together, the more they begin to talk and act alike? It's the same with us. The more time we spend with Jesus, talking to Him, meditating on His Word and basking in His presence, the more the people around us are going to ask, "What's that scent you're wearing?" Paul would answer, "It's the aroma of Christ."